FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 2, Joanna Earle.
An alleyway in Ashford has been taped off by police following an alleged sex attack by a man wearing a balaclava. The path between the Bybrook Cemetery and Eureka Leisure Park has been cordoned off. A woman was reportedly assaulted in Cemetery Lane in Kennington last Thursday, but only reported it to police yesterday.
KMFM News.
There's a warning supersized primary school classes are putting children's education at risk. Labour says more than 500,000 pupils in England are being taught in rooms with at least 31 pupils. Kevin Courtney from the National Union of Teachers would like to see them reduce.
There are all sorts of pressures and problems that happen as class sizes get bigger. Frankly, I'd like them to be lower than 30. I think 30 should be an absolute maximum, and class sizes of 27, 26, we'd like to get down to 20.
Today is the deadline for parents in England to apply for children starting primary school in September. Around 16,000 families are expected to be applying for a school place in Kent. Offers will be made in April. Five people are being treated for the effects of breathing in smoke following a fire at a cottage near Sevenoaks. 30 firefighters are tackling the blaze at the thatched property on Chevening Cross Road. Crews were called just after 7:30 this morning. You can see pictures at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
An accident during a drugs trial in France has left one person in a coma. Five others are in a serious condition in hospital. Simon has more for KMFM.
The country's health minister says the six were trialling an oral medication being developed by a European laboratory at Rennes in Brittany. French media say it's a cannabis-based painkiller. The study's been halted and all volunteers taking part recalled. French prosecutors have opened an investigation.
Two men have been jailed for throwing bottles and a part of a brick from a bridge over a busy road in Medway. A court heard how the pair threw the objects over Hoth Way in Hempstead last July. The pair, who are aged 20 and 24, have been sentenced for more than 2 years behind bars.
KMFM News.
Water bosses say they're working around the clock to fix a burst water main on a busy road in Kent, which has been closed since Monday. Despite a diversion, some motorists have reported delays of up to 90 minutes due to the closure of the Sheppey-bound A249 near Sittingbourne. Simon Oates from Southern Water says the pipe is 20 metres underground and it's a huge job to repair it.
We have a burst on a major main, an 18-inch main that transfers about 10 million litres of water a day into the Isle of Sheppey. So that's supplying around 20,000 people.
Meantime, some Sheppey residents have spent the morning buying in stocks of bottled water after another main burst. Three schools have been forced to close after supplies were cut off in Minster.
Well, other than household stuff, it's a bit stuck at the minute because I do window cleaning for work.
It's just something that we're not used to, you know. It's something that you rely on every day, and you pay your bills and everything, and you expect to have your water.
Going to have to go down to the supermarket and get some bottled water because the kids need their lunch and they need to drink.
We're told supplies should be restored this afternoon, but areas of Eastchurch are being affected by the ongoing problems under the A249. A major, Tim Peake, is about to become the first Briton to walk in space. He and a colleague are due to venture outside the International Space Station this lunchtime to repair a power unit. It's something he's been looking forward to.
I watched both a sunset and a sunrise at different times, and looking outside of the space station is incredible, and to think that you might actually be out there on a spacewalk when that happens is going to be the most incredible sensation ever.
KMFM Sport.
England's cricketers are making steady progress after lunch on day two of the third test against South Africa in Johannesburg. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, England lost opening batsmen Alistair Cook and Alex Hales before the interval after bowling their hosts out for 313 in their first innings a short time ago. England were 117 for four in reply, trailing by 196 runs. Football, and Gillingham will be hoping to bounce back from a defeat in front of the TV cameras to go top of League One this weekend. They're travelling to play Doncaster after losing 3-2 at Wigan last Thursday night. His manager, Justin Edinburgh.
I think anyone playing us will know that we're a very good side. We're full of confidence. We've just gone four successive victories, so I'm not sure that people will be looking at us and want to play us. And we had a fantastic performance against Wigan.
The Gills are currently second in the table, with tomorrow's opposition 10 places below. below them. A Kent MP has told KMFM he wants to see urgent reform of athletics' world governing body after it was revealed the IAAF Council must have been aware of doping. The second part of an independent World Anti-Doping Agency report says that includes current president Lord Coe. Damien Collins is on the Home Affairs Select Committee for Sport.
The people that have been named in Dick Pound's report who've been directly personally criticised for their role in the cover-up should be removed from their posts. There needs to be a proper system where anti-doping measures are run independently of the executive and the president.
Lord Coe denies there was a cover-up.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.